Yo, 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 it's your boy, One Bag Steve, on the One Bag Show. Today we're going to talk about, is Biggie really the GOAT? When he was alive, was he the GOAT? Would you pay $950 for the Louis Vuitton earpods? And then would you pay $950 for the Balenciaga trainers? And then last but not least, in your opinion, what hit harder? Dinner for breakfast or breakfast for dinner? Alright, man, let's jump right into it. When Biggie was alive, well, the rapper Christopher Wallace, Biggie, when he was alive, was he the GOAT? Was he the greatest rapper out? Was he the greatest at that time? Or y'all just gonna give him the crown now? Just like with Tupac. Was he the GOAT? I don't know. Biggie more flash, more flair than Tupac. And when it came down to rapping, he was just basically a lot of flash and flair with him and Biggie. Diddy. Him and Diddy was a lot of flash and flair. Sometimes they gave lessons, sometimes they told good stories. But to me, there's nobody that's the GOAT. Like, rap still evolving so far into it. There's no such thing as the greatest of all time in rap. Just like with basketball and football, like I said before, you can't call nobody the GOAT because everybody ain't played. The game ain't never done. It's never finished. Like, if rap wasn't stopped today, then you can find you a GOAT to say this, just because of this body of work, and this is all that's going to be done now. And that's it. This is the GOAT. But because rap is always changing and ever changing, I think you can never call somebody the GOAT, period. So, Biggie draws some classic heat. Like, I ain't gonna lie, even features. Biggie come off the play. He ain't playing. He ain't messing around with you. That was a nice man. Like, he really went in. I didn't hear a lot of his freestyles. I did hear a lot of Tupac freestyles, but I never heard a lot of Biggie's. I don't know. And with them not even being from the South and me still here and all that was really crazy. Like, today, you still, if you listen to a lot of Jay-Z stuff, you probably hear some of Biggie lines. But I think Biggie, he was a GOAT his own right. I don't think he was the greatest of all time, period. Like, nobody else can out rap Biggie. Just like with Tupac. Tupac was decent. Both of them was decent. I wouldn't say that I have heard a bad Biggie song, but it probably is a bad Biggie song or a bad Biggie verse. If it is, I ain't heard it. Let me know. But as far as Tupac, I ain't never heard no bad one either. So, I don't see no GOAT. Ain't no greatest of all time. They always great. It was all good. So, for y'all to keep going back and forth and beefing and debating about it, it's all good for banter and building up friendship. But no, sometimes they don't build up friendship. Sometimes they break down the friendship and y'all don't talk no more. Y'all just not gonna agree. What makes me believe that, you know, everybody can have their own opinion, which is fine. But for me to say that he's better than anybody I've heard at any point in time, no. Everybody is unique in their own way. And he might be the GOAT of sounding like Biggie, because he is Biggie. You know what I'm saying? He can only be Biggie. But did he influence me? Yes. Did I like his music? Yes. Did he have platinum records? I don't know. Did he have gold records? Yes. I don't know. I really haven't looked at his accolades because that's none of my business. It's almost too close to count somebody's pockets. So, I don't know. Biggie, was he the best rapper at that time? Was he the GOAT while he was still alive? If you aren't living under a rock, or you own a social media page, some kind of way, somehow, you have seen that Louis Vuitton has just dropped a new AirPod. They cost $950 before tax. Okay, I know you. What you saying, boys? Bose got it. Bose, boys, whatever how you say, BOSE. Probably got a headphone out. Probably cost way more than that. But these are wireless AirPods, and they are designed by Louis Vuitton. The regular Apple AirPods might be down to $200. Started out at like $300, maybe $400. $950. Would I pay $950? Wait, first of all, we talked about this. I ain't about that flexing like that. For you to just be looking at me and knowing I got them $950. But maybe you might as well go ahead and round it up. $1,000 worth of headphones on right here in front of your face. No. Heck, you know, boy, you got me jacked up. $950 for some headphones. I'm only imagining what I could do with $950 for some headphones. Like, these headphones better pair to my phone automatically. I'm talking about they better not only be able to let me make a phone call, they better make the phone call for me and do all the talking. You feel me? No. No, not $950. That's on wanted attraction. Not only are you gonna attract the women out there, you're gonna attract them dudes that wanna swipe, knock your head off your shoulder, bro. Oh God. And if you is thinking about that, you gotta get the case to go with it too, brothers. Cause if you knock somebody head off their shoulder and just take the AirPods and you ain't got nothing to charge them with, you done lost. You're done. That's one time use. They're disposable now. $950 disposables. And I heard people, they done lost their case, broke their case, gotta buy a whole nother. Nah. These right here ain't never coming out. I gotta already be on the plane, in the air, then I put them on. When I get off, I'm putting them in my suitcase, putting a lock on my suitcase, putting the key on my chain, putting the chain in my shirt. You feel me? You're gonna have to real deal rob me, brother. You got to follow me out the airport to get them bad boys. $950 for some headphones. You got me and my life messed up. Louis Vuitton had to come and hand them to me himself. And he ain't gonna be able to do it. You feel me? But they snazzy. I like the way they look. I mean, that's what floats your boat. But I ain't never been about that flex. But got me jacked up. That's where the game is. Done all the way changed. Y'all be flexing for what? And with what? Like, you got enough money to buy them right there, boy. And you don't got no, your name on nobody's lease. Or I don't know, your name ain't tied up in no mortgage. Or with a car. Oh, boy, you playing around. You playing the game. You really pay $950 for some Balenciaga trainers? I'm talking about the ones with the sock. $950 at the tax, like I said, might as well round it up to $1,000 for a pair of shoes that look like some socks, with the shoe part snatched on the bottom with a hot glue gun. Let me just fill you in. You went and bought some high top swimming shoes, underwater shoes. That's all you did. I remember I went to the Fred's. My little cousin Carter was having his birthday party, and I didn't have no swimming trunks. And he was having that at this water park. I didn't have no swimming trunks or whatever. So I'm thinking, you know, go get me some flip flops and all this. I get over there, I find the swimming trunks, get me, and then I'm like, you know, probably need to give me a white beater too, because, you know, I ain't built this is what I used to be built. But anyways, getting to the point, we get over there to get the flip-flops. I look in the other aisle, they got the underwater shoes, and they the high tops, but they don't got my size, got my partner's size. He get the high tops. I was mad, so I ended up getting the Lowe's. Weeks later, found out they got some Balenciaga sock shoes. The ones that, what the girl named Cardi B talking about. I like those Balenciagas. The ones that look like socks. And then y'all go out and buy them. Soon as they say it. And then now I just think it's a pissing contest in the rap game. I spent more money than you. Well, I look better in it. I got more jewelry than you. You can't even spell Versace. Whatever, man. Really? That's what y'all gonna do? Spend about $500,000 a month on clothes and jewelry? Is that what it boiled down to? You gonna resell this stuff back to these people? After you done smoked all type of weed in it and spilt drinks and sprayed stinking that cologne on it. I mean, excuse my French, I'm sorry. Sprayed this terrible cologne on it. Let all these fake women rub up against you. No. Not me, brother. Not no 950 for no sock shoes. I get it. You saved the thrill, little thrill for your shoes is your socks. You can see that. It can save you on your sock budget, but what really is your sock budget? I don't match socks no more. Whatever two socks I grab, is them is the ones, baby. Shorts or the pants, baby. Whatever you go, what you gonna say? But your socks ain't matching. And? Your hair and eyebrows ain't matching. What you want me to do? Your mustache don't match your eyebrows. And ladies, that was directed at you too. Your beard don't match your mustache, ladies. Sometimes. So don't come for me. I'm not paying on $950 for no shoes. For some shoes, it better be. I'll probably still be mad if it's 9 pair for $950. I'm probably gonna be still that person. I told you I'm cheap. I'm upset. But nah, I ain't paying on $950 for no Balenciaga. You got me jacked up. I don't know if y'all do it, but we do it. But what you say hit harder? Like what go better? Dinner for breakfast or breakfast for dinner? In my personal situation, it's something about them leftovers that next day, bro. When you wake up in the morning and it's fried chicken, macaroni and cheese, green bean casserole, yellow rice. And it's still like a couple crescent rolls left. And that's your breakfast. But let me take it further. Got that steak. The ribs. Hot dogs, hamburgers. All right at your disposal right after you just brushed your teeth. And they got that lemonade that's already pressed and ready for you. Don't get me wrong. Nighttime. Down here in the South, Waffle House is a staple. Always gonna be where you lit. You drunk. Get out of town, boy. Hash brown. Well, matter of fact, if I got it, look now, triple me. No, matter of fact, double me, bro. But if I'm only gonna get hash brown, just double me and then give me a waffle. Like, but when you bring them hash browns, before you bring them hash browns, make sure you hit it with that cheese first. Then hit it with the ham. Then hit it with the tomato. Smush it down a little bit. So, you know, it cook a little bit more brown on the bottom. Then flip it over. Boof. Cook all that like that right there. Scrape that off. Hand it to me, boy. Telling you, but now sometimes I just get the triple hash brown and say, forget that waffle. You feel me? Cause that's it. That's a staple down here in the South. I don't gotta. You go to Waffle House afterwards, man. Waffle House right after the club. But I don't know. Waking up in the morning, eating that them leftovers though, meatloaf, and mashed potatoes, and string beans, and breakfast for breakfast. Oh, it's over with. I think it hit harder. It might just do. But you know, I'm speaking biased because, you know, I told you, Waffle House, that's a staple after the club. You got to be off in there unless that club sell wings. When you leave it, when you stumbling out the club good and pissy, I need to go to Waffle House first. Because I'm going to call them now before I can go pick it up. Beat up, take it to the house and slaughter game. But yeah, what you think hit harder? What you think? Breakfast for dinner? Or dinner for breakfast? I don't know. The ribs in the morning be it, but when you especially be hungover, it be life. Hamburger, a little hamburger that you ate, you know, you can warm it up, put it on the bun. Slap that cheese on that good. Woo-woo, you just woke up, it been a long night. I tell you what, that be the best hamburger you've ever had in your life. Thank God. I want to thank the listeners. I want to thank y'all for y'all feedback and for y'all input. And by now, hopefully y'all don't follow me on Twitter. And y'all can see it first. But yeah, just now we just talked about what's bigger to go. $950 for the Louis AirPods. $950 for the Balenci trainers. And is breakfast better at dinner? Or is dinner better at breakfast? Both of them hit to me, you know I'm fat. Next we're gonna talk about, on the next episode, we're gonna talk about Michael Jackson's Leaving Neverland documentary. We're also gonna talk about, has twerking taken over the world? And does Henny really taste good? And ladies, we're gonna talk about them nails that y'all just so happen to have $40 to $80 for. Alright, thank you guys and God bless. Have a nice night. Have a nice day. Have a nice morning.